What did you think about New York City when you got off the train?
Well, I was, I don't know, I was fascinated by, it was kind of overwhelming, the little country boy from Missouri. I had been to St. Louis a couple of times, but New York was pretty overwhelming. But I adjusted quickly to that. And yeah. After all, you're 17 years old, you adjust.
Right.
And it was Sheepshead Bay was like any boot camp, I guess. There's a lot of training that are like was physical, like getting us in shape, and I was already in pretty good shape, so it wasn't a real struggle for me.
Yeah.
And I can remember one thing we had to do was like jump off the side of the ship, and there was a high platform where the water was, I don't know, quite a few feet down. I remember one fella couldn't do it. He said, "Oh, I can't do that." He was just horrified. I don't know what I didn't really see him again. I don't know what happened to him. But to me, it was fun. I thought, well, I'll do this all day. So I don't remember any thing there except that we had weekends. We got to go into New York. We always wound up down in Times Square. That's the only thing we knew.
Yeah.
And there was a. They did have a place there, like a USO. It may have been USO. And we'd wind up down there, and they'd give us tickets to plays and movies. And I remember the play Oklahoma was on then, and they offered, "We've got tickets to Oklahoma." And I says, "Oklahoma, what's that? I want to go to a movie." The woman was flabbergasted. "You would turn down Oklahoma and go to some old movie?" I said, "Well, I don't know anything about play Oklahoma." So I took a ticket to some crummy movie, and I missed seeing Oklahoma. Oh, well, that was part of my growing up there.
Yeah.